Hey guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. It's Crystal and nice to see you all again. So I know I chose a rather long sentence for you guys on Christmas Day, and therefore I chose an easier and shorter sentence today, which is from the video Why We May Be Angry Rather Than Sad. And as you can see from the title, it's another positive video. But because it's the end of the year and I know that you guys may be tired and busy for school or work, so I decided to choose it. Like, I'm busy too because I'm recently writing new blogs and... Oh, speaking about blogs, have you guys updated the app to the latest version? Because I did so like a few days ago and I found out that I like the new design very much. If you open up the new app, you can see the blogs immediately on the front page, which I think it's very convenient. So if you haven't done so, go and check it out. But if you have, you can give me some feedbacks about the new app down below. Okay, so now let's spend a little time to talk about this video. I think it's interesting because it explains why we sometimes feel so sad and depressed about ourselves. We have these kinds of emotions, not just because that we're real sad, but sometimes because we have the kind of anger that we cannot express towards someone or something. And yeah, so I think this is a great explanation towards our emotions. So I hope that you guys could take a look at this video and understand more about yourselves. And now let's take a look at today's sentence. It can be too painful and guilt-inducing to acknowledge that we may feel furious and vengeful, not least towards people whom we otherwise still love and who might have made sacrifices on our behalves. It can be too painful and guilt-inducing to acknowledge that we may feel furious and vengeful, not least towards people whom we otherwise still love and who might have made sacrifices on our behalves. 好，那让我们来看一下今天的几个单字。今天这个句子虽然没有很长，但我觉得里面有蛮多，就是可能写作啊，或是口语的时候会用到很多实用的单字。那第一个字呢，它叫做 induce。那 induce 这个字呢，它是一个动词，它的意思是引诱、引起或者是劝。那它可以指引起什么人的行为，或者是引起一个现象，或者是引起某种病症。所以我们可以造一个句子说。My doctor told me that my headache was induced by working under pressure for a long time. 我的医生告诉我说呢，我的头痛症状是由于长期处在压力之下工作所引起的。那 induce 呢，它有一个专属的形容词叫做 inductive。inductive， 注意在这里呢 ，c 是发可，而不是跟 induce 一样发 s 的音。那 inductive 这个字呢，就是引人的或者是诱导的。那讲到 induce 呢，会想到另外一个字，它的意思跟它很像，而且拼音呢也没有差很多。这个字叫做 seduce。那 seduce 这个字呢，它中文是翻成引诱或者是诱惑。那相较之下呢 ，induce 它的意思的范围也比较广。它除了可以引诱人类的行为、引诱现象之外呢，它可以引起情绪。那 seduce 呢，它的范围比较狭窄一点，它通常都是指引起某种人类的行为，而且大多呢会指情感上或是肉体上的。所以常在一些爱情电影里面，我们可以看到 seduce 这个字，那我们就可以用 seduce 来造一个句子说 ：Even though tomorrow's my final report deadline, I was seduced by the good weather and decided to go to the beach with my friends.尽管明天是我期末报告的死线，我却被外面的好天气给诱惑，决定和朋友一起去海边玩。那同样的 ，seduce 这个字呢，它有一个专属的形容词叫做 seductive。那 seductive 这个字呢，只是指一个人很有魅力和引人注目。那接下来我们看到今天的第二个单字，它叫做 vengeful。那 vengeful 这个字呢，它是一个形容词，它指的是报复的或者是复仇心很重的。那要注意它这个字里面有 venge 这个字根，这个字根可能比较不常见，但它指的是复仇的意思，所以由这个字根我们可以联想到很多个字。第一个呢就是 vengeful 的名词，它叫做 vengeance。 那 vengeance 这个字呢，它的意思就是报复或者是复仇。那除了 vengeance 之外呢，有两个字我相信大家应该比较不陌生。第一个字叫做 revenge。那你看 revenge 里面也有 venge 这个字根，那它同样是指报复或者是复仇的意思。那 revenge 这个字呢，它比较特别，因为它可以当动词也可以当名词，但一般来说我们就把它常当名词用，并且用一个片语叫做 take revenge on。那 take revenge on 呢，通常后面会接一个对象，指的就是我们要复仇的对象。所以我们可以用 take revenge on 来直接造一个句子说 My boss told me that we are taking revenge on that department by revealing their mistakes during the meeting。我的上司告诉我说，我们将会在会议中揭发那个部门所犯下的错误，来借机向他们报仇。那有另外一个字也是有 venge， 并且大家如果有看一些电影的话应该会很熟悉，因为它叫做 avenge， avenge。 那讲到这个字呢，大家应该会想到复仇者联盟，叫做 avengers， avengers。 那 avenge 这个字呢，在这边它是一个动词，它是指报复或者是替谁谁谁复仇。那它也有一个常用的片语叫做 avenge A on B， 替 A 向 B 报仇。那这个字我们可以造句说The superhero vowed to avenge his father. 那位超级英雄发誓要为他的父亲复仇。好，那最后我们来再看一下第三个单字。第三个单字出现在这个句子的最后部分，它叫做 behalf。behalf。那 behalf 这个字呢，它是指代表或是利益的意思。不过比较有趣的是呢，这个字它通常不会单独拿来使用，而是会搭配一个片语叫做 on behalf of。它有为了或者是代表的意思。那在我们今天选的句子中呢，它是为了的意思。如果当作代表用的话呢，我们可以说 The representative spoke on behalf of the students to express their dissatisfaction towards the new policy. 那位代理人代表学生抒发他们对于新政策的不满。那 behalf 这个字呢，它很有趣，因为它如果今天变成复数的话，拼作 B-E-H-A-L-V-E-S， 这个字呢会跟 behave 长得很像。 behave 这个字呢，我相信大家应该有听过，它是一个动词，它指的是表现或者是一个人的行为举止。那除了 behave 之外呢，它有一个形容词叫做 behavioral。 behavioral 这个字呢叫做行为的。那这个字的拼音呢有另外一种拼法，它的 behavioral 的部分 O 可以换成 OU， 也就是英国式的拼法。那我们可以用 behavioral 来造一个句子， Behavioral science involves the process of analyzing the behavior of human beings and animals through the study of the past。 研究行为科学的过程中包含借由过去的资料来分析人类与动物的行为这个部分。好，那最后呢，再让我们一起来看一下今天的句子。It can be too painful and guilt-inducing to acknowledge that we may feel furious and vengeful, not least towards people whom we otherwise still love and who might have made sacrifices on our behalves. Okay, so this is the pronunciation challenge for today, and I hope that you guys enjoyed today's video. Also, I'm trying to look for videos from different kinds of fields every time so that you guys can learn all kinds of vocabularies.If you have any kinds of video you want to learn about, you can comment down below and tell me. Yeah, and I'm gonna see you guys next Wednesday, and it's already gonna be 2018 then. So Happy New Year, everyone, and I'm gonna see you next week. I'm Crystal. Bye!